That's a senior quarterback running out of bounds, avoiding the tackle, and regardless, it's still a big gain all the way down to the 12-yard line and a first down.
Yeah, no point in right now in taking any chances of getting hurt. You got the big play. You got the first down that you needed. Now, if there was one guy to beat, Josh Elke's going to try and go through that guy. But if there were two or three Bulldog defenders there, he was happy with the gain. Josh Elke finally gets in on the action on offense and gets a nice big run and setting up Harbor Beach in great field position and with a new set of downs.
Right to left across your radio is Josh Elke with the keeper again. Breaks free down to the 10-yard line, drags his defender all the way down to the 8 as number 21 brings him down. That is Austin Gilson. It's going to be a 6-yard gain down to the 8 and brings up a 2nd and 4 to go.
The good thing for Harbor Beach is this Morenci team is not overwhelmingly big. They are not gigantic in size. So, again, Harbor Beach attacking the secondary early in this game with a deep pass and now running it right back at them, which is what Morenci wants to do to Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach is doing it right back to them.
And now Dawson Seltz out of the spread down to the 5, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Austin Seltz strikes him from 8 yards out. It's Harbor Beach 6. Morenci nothing with 4:08 left in the first quarter.
And right back to that shotgun formation. Austin Seltz stands to Shelkey's left, to the right Devin Lemanski, and he's important because when that run play goes to the right, Seltz takes the football and runs behind Devin Lemanski. Devin Lemanski gets a big-time block. Austin Seltz goes up to him, cuts back up the middle, and gets enough for the touchdown. Great run, great play design, and execution by that offensive line, and Devin Lemanski finding a hole so that Austin Seltz can get into the end zone.
After the kick, we'll check in with John Mooney as the extra point team is out. Mitch Hearn gets this kick off, and it is through the uprights. It's 7-0, Harbor Beach over Morenci. John Mooney, what's the feel from the sideline?
But Clark, the call by Coach Shelke on that 4th and 2 really made that drive. Most conventional wisdom would say that the coach should go ahead and play field position this early in the game. But no, not a bit. I'll tell you what, that was a gutsy call on Coach Shulke's part, and the team rewarded him with 7 points.
Harbor Beach 7, Morenci nothing. We'll be back in 35 seconds.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Mitch Hearn's kick comes down to the 10-yard line. It's actually tipped, and it actually rolls out of bounds at the 2-yard line. Number 12, Alex Thomas, got one finger on it, and then it rolled right out of bounds. A great kick from the special teams of Harbor Beach and pinning Morenci way back.
Wow, that's a big mistake by Morenci Bulldogs. They're actually fortunate that ball did go out of bounds. You didn't really want to see it go any deeper and stay in bounds and let Harbor Beach get a chance to recover that loose football. But if he wasn't going to be able to field it, he should have just let it go, Clark. That would have been a penalty on Harbor Beach. It would have been great field position for the Bulldogs. But instead, Harbor Beach gets it done on special teams already early in this game, and now the Bulldogs pin way back. Looks like, what, about 2-yard line?
The 2-yard line indeed. 1st and 10, Morenci Bulldogs, left to right across your radio. Coming out in the I formation. Receiver wide to the right. Austin Sandusky goes to the right, and it's a keeper. Torin Marilat gets out to about the 4-yard line. It's going to be a 2-yard gain. Number 57, Preston Livingston with the stop, 2nd and 8 for Morenci.
And an easy play call there. They just take the quarterback and fall forward, trying to get a couple yards, get away from that end zone. So now they can run their offense without taking the fear of getting a safety on the play.
2nd and 8, left to right across your radio are the Morenci Bulldogs. 3:33 left here in the first quarter, 7-0 Harbor Beach over Morenci thus far. Morenci on their second drive of the day. It's a handoff to Austin Sandusky, and he's going to be brought down right down to the end zone line. Harbor Beach is calling for the safety, and the sideline judge signal to safety, but now they're going to say he's down at the 1 yard line, as they're going to say forward progress stopped him there. Austin Ginther with the stop there nearly brought him down in the end zone. A loss of 3 on the play, 3rd and 11.
Hey, Clark, I think they made the right call. I do think Sandusky got out of the end zone, but it wasn't by much. Harbor Beach now has him reeling, and I wasn't sure if that was Austin Ginther, if that was Tyler Vollmering. Nonetheless, I know it ended with a 4, but again, the penetration, the defensive line stands their ground. These linebackers will now get in backfield and make plays and stop Sandusky before he gets any chance to get moving.
They send Garrett Benjamin wide to the left, and it's going to be a handoff right at the middle, trying to get some breathing room there, and nothing going. Maybe a yard back to the original line of scrimmage at the 2.
That was a sacrifice play there, Clark. The quarterback, Torin Merrillat, just takes another quarterback sneak, dives up the middle just to get away from the end zone. They pretty much put up the white flag here on this drive, just wanted to get a couple yards and give that punter a chance to kick it again into the wind, but kick it out of the end zone.
And Preston Livingston led the tackling for Harbor Beach there, as Merrillat is punting it from his own end zone. Nearly got a handle on it. Was number 80, Dalton Oki. And this bounces at the 25-yard line, and it's going to be downed right there by number 51. That's Cody Teal for Morenci. So Harbor Beach gets the ball back with very good in a short field.
This is the special team set this up, Clark. They pin him deep off on the kickoff. A mistake by the Bulldogs. Couldn't get a first down to make up for it. And the Harbor Beach defense, again, stands their ground. Morenci, very uncomfortable throwing the football. They showed it there. If they were at any comfort level throwing the football, that was the time to do it, to get themselves out of the end zone. And now they had to punt it into the wind. Excellent field position. Harbor Beach has got to come up with points here on this drive.
Harbor Beach comes out with 2 wide each way. Josh Shelke with Devin Lemanski to his left, just staying in the pocket, back to pass, lets this one fly down to the end zone to Austin Seltz, and he caught it, but it was one step out of bounds. Incomplete pass. Now we check in with John Mooney. What's the feel from the Harbor Beach sideline?
Clark, the feel's pretty good. I mean, the wind is going in the direction exactly where the Pirates want. Got the ball on the 24-yard line. Ball, it looks like the wind took it just like Merrillat's punt took it also. Just a little too much on it. Second down, throw it back to you.
Coming out with 2 wide each way, Josh Shelke, Devin Lemanski to his right now. And it's going to be a Josh Shelke keeper through the middle, and Morenci brings him down, led by Stutzman there at the original line of scrimmage. No gain, sets up now a 3rd down, 10 to go from the 24-yard line.
Again, Stutzman is a very good linebacker. Hasn't taken him long to figure out some of the tricks that Harbor Beach likes to pull. That read option, he was there to take down either one of the backers there. He just stood his ground, held his gap, and when Shelke kept the ball himself, he was there to meet him for very little gain.
Minute 20 left here in the first, 7-0 Harbor Beach over Morenci. Harbor Beach at the Morenci 24-yard line. Josh Shelke looking to pass right down the middle, and it hits the hands of Austin Seltz. A little too tall for him, though, and good coverage there by Bobby Black. Falls incomplete. We have a flag back at the original line of scrimmage. This is going to be a hold against Harbor Beach. So we'll see if Morenci declines it and brings up 4th down, or if they're actually going to repeat 3rd down and take the yardage.
I thought I seen the coaches, Clark, signal that they're going to decline the penalty.
I was watching the chain gang there.
Yeah, and I was watching the coaches. I think they're going to decline the penalty and take 4th down, which normally you would do that, but we've seen Harbor Beach play a few times. This could come back to haunt you. Harbor Beach has that high-powered offense when they need it. This is a chance for them on 4th down to escape what would have been a bad penalty and get a chance to get a 1st down or maybe more.
And Troy Shelke wants to talk it over with his team, facing a 4th and 10 with 1:10 left in the first quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Caro. We have a couple value-priced new 2014 Grand Caravans left, priced from $19,807, or get free financing for 72 months with Chrysler Capital. Better hurry, only 2 left at this price. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon. It's going down. I'm yelling timber. I'll be the one you won't forget.
Oh, 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 oh. Harbor Beach facing a 4th and 10. John Mooney, are the weather conditions feeling any better down there?
Like like I said, it's cold on top of cold. It's okay. That's why we live in Michigan.
We'll take your word for it, as he's a veteran of the Michigan football program there.